A thought experiment. Eve, angular face and pliant hair, crosses a road. I choose a place I know to make it as vivid as possible. The road is King Street, Newtown. Eve crosses where there is no intersection, talking to me over her shoulder as she goes. Looking at me, she doesn't see the oncoming traffic. With a thud so flat it sounds fake, she rolls up onto a car's windscreen. To my surprise, the windscreen doesn't shatter. The car, braking on impact, swerves and the passenger side hits a street lamp. Eve rolls, limp, back onto the bitumen. I imagine this taking place in summer, so the bitumen is hot and the smoke from the car feels like it emanates from the earth. There's crunchy glass everywhere and, as I approach, I see it smattered across her pale chest like breadcrumbs. How do I feel? When I see her face, that equilateral triangle of nose and chin and cheekbones, blood-specked and ravaged. How does that make me feel? Amid the heat and rubbery smoke and the sirens, I'd be lying if I said that I didn't feel the tiniest flash of glee. Make a product? How did you even do that? How do you literally get something in a tube or a pump and put it on shelves? It seemed impossible. A completely mind-boggling concept. Portia, Ramona's latest stylist, appeared, her bike shorts and oversized jumper channeling Princess Diana, her mood channeling Satan.
Ramona, honey, we have a bit of a situation and need you in wardrobe. Kit, sorry, I need ROM for 10.
I only have... Kit checked her watch.
20 minutes and I need all of them before BJ takes her for makeup.
I'm sorry. Kit was unfailingly polite, but her days of deferring to other people's invented crises were long behind her.
It's a Caitlin request, Portia said, pulling out the big guns.
I can talk to her if you like, Kit said brightly.
But she's busy,
Portia shot back. Caitlin was the director, after all. She outranked everyone.
Caitlin understands we all have a job to do, Kit replied.
Portia, with no more weapons to deploy, stared at her.
What am I supposed to tell her?
Portia asked. The Kit said Ramona would be there as soon as her hair was done. Kit said, smiling.
Thanks, babes, added Ramona, winking at Portia.
Portia's eyes narrowed as she looked from Ramona to Kit, suspicious of collusion, before walking out.
How did that manifest?
I said and did some things I now regret.
She's read the restraining order that was taken out against him, threatening abusive phone calls and texts. Such as? An incredulous frown.
Are you suggesting I had something to do with Neve's accident?
Did you? He stands and starts clearing the table.
If there's anything specific that you'd formally like to ask, let me know.
Jill hands him her card. Do you have a business card? Anything like that? He examines hers.
Detective Senior Constable. Bit of a way to go to crack that glass ceiling, eh?
Yes, he has cards too and hands one over.
Thanks, she says. Enjoy your day.